and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Katerina Liodi, and by myself, Hercules Kana. The week that ends today was dedicated to Greek covers of international songs, and today we pay tribute to a collaboration that became a symbol of Greek-Turkish friendship and peaceful coexistence. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination? Maria Faradouri sings Zulfu Livaneli.
Στάχτη που τη σέρνει ο βοριάς, λέει λιμ λέει, ήταν κάποτε τα φύλλα της καρδιάς, λέει λιμ λέει, που τα μάρανε οι μαύροι ξενιτιά. Αγάπη σου τα πήρε στη φωτιά. Λέιλε μπλε, λέιλε μπλε, λέιλε μπλε, λέιλε μπλε, λέιλε μπλε. Καλέ μου μη ζητάς απ' το βοριά, λέει λιμ λέει, τη συμπόνια απ' τη δόλια μου καρδιά, λέει λιμ λέει, ένα δέντρο που το κάψαν κεραυνοί. Δεν ανθίζει, δε φοβάται, δεν πονεί. Λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε. Στάχτη που τη σέρνει ο βαριάς, λέει λιμ λέει, ήταν κάποτε τα φύλλα της καρδιάς, λέει λιμ λέει, άφησε την στα σοκάκια να χαθεί, λέει λιμ λέει, πόσο πόνεσα ποτέ μη μάθευτεί. Λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε, λέιλι μπλε.
Zulfu Livaneli is an outstanding Turkish composer with a long-standing and important contribution to Turkish cultural life. In 1982, Greek people were offered the opportunity to familiarize themselves with his work through the album Maria Faradouri Sings Livaneli. This is the collection of songs that we will be listening to today, with lyrics adapted to Greek by Lefteris Papadopoulos and with performances by the renowned singer Maria Faradouri. In between the songs, we'll be reading excerpts from a 2007 article by composer Mikis Theodorakis titled The Industries of War Should Be Transformed into Industries of Peace. Apart from Greece's greatest composer, Theodorakis was a prominent supporter of Greek-Turkish peace and friendship. Starting point of Theodorakis' analysis. I believe that as long as there will continue to be arms-producing industries, it will be necessary for them to export violence and war. This is because the economy of these countries is becoming more and more dependent on the industrial production and export of arms, to the extent that the standard of living of these countries is increasingly determined by the amount of sales. In other words, wars are becoming necessary not only for the oligarchies, but for all the peoples who benefit directly and thus become implicitly co-responsible. Other times, too, the developed countries have benefited from the exploitation of poor and helpless peoples. Today, however, this exploitation has taken the form of a lasting mass crime with the export of war to various regions. and the apathy with which the privileged peoples and governments of North America and Europe are treating it proves that everyone has now realized that the wealth they enjoy has the smell of burning flesh and the taste of the blood of thousands of innocent people, mainly children, sacrificed on the altar of the self-proclaimed civilized world. For this reason, unless the developed nations themselves decide to strike at the root of evil, all the rest is wishful thinking. As for us, who belong to the weak nations, and who, of course, do not produce weapons, but are instead forced in one way or another to spend a significant part of our national wealth on the arms market, enriching the rich even more from our own reserves, we can only wish that we do not become the next victims. For now, in order to neutralize our resistance, we are being weaponized with shock and awe and the targeting of our national culture and our national memory so that we can be turned into unwilling masses at the disposal of the powerful.
Είμαι παραγιός σαν και σένα, ένας παραγιός. Είμαι παραγιός σαν και σένα, ένας παραγιός. Δυο κορμιά βασανισμένα, όλο κι όλο μας. όλο κι όλο μας το βιώς.
What is the solution? The solution is to transform all war industries into peace industries one day. But this can only be decided and imposed by the people of countries that consider arms trade a social good and that, instead of exporting goods and civilization, get rich from the arms trade. That is to say, from the trade in violence, destruction and suffering, with the victims being weak and defenseless fellow human beings.
Φυτέψανε πάνω σε καμένη γη. Ήλιος κι άνεμος κι ούτε γύρω μια πηγή. Και μου ζητάς να γίνω δέντρο δροσερό. Ψασμένο καλαρί δε λιγά. Φύγε, δεν υπάρχει γιατρία, δεν υπάρχει γιατρία. Πίκρα φιλιά κι εν στα χείλη μου. Σε στρατόπεδα κι από εκεί στην προσφυγιά. Δες και μέτρησε πόσα χώρες η καρδιά. Και ξαφνικά μέσα στο δρόμο μου εσύ. Αχ, τι παιχνίδια μας παίζει η ζωή. Φύγε, δεν υπάρχει γιατρία, δεν υπάρχει γιατρία. Πίκρα φιλιά και στα χείλη μου, στο καλό. Άσε με στην ερημιά του καημού. Φύγε, δεν υπάρχει γιατρία, δεν υπάρχει γιατρία. Πίκρα φιλιά και στα χείλη μου, στο καλό. Άσε με στην ερημιά του καημού. Στα στρατόπεδα κι από εκεί στην προσφυγιά.
The analysis of Mikis Theodorakis continues. In my opinion, there are two problems that today's people will face worldwide, and the future will be determined by their potential solution or not. The first is peace, and the second is culture. Therefore, from now on, we should consider as progressive every person, group of people, society, party, and nation who vigorously fights for peace and its consolidation on a planetary level. Every state, government, or party that maintains war industries, enriching itself by exporting violence and war, and those who support them or even tolerate them, are reactionary and dangerous. And of course, anyone who is not content to sell war and violence, but proceeds to acts of violence and war, is an enemy of humanity.
Ένας αγέρας, τρέχω μες στους δρόμους, μπαίνω στις καρδιές σας, αείτε για χαρά. Σαν το μάι φέρνω κυμπού στη ζωή σας, ανθυματωμένα, αείτε για χαρά. Είμαι ένας τείχος του σεβδα τραγούδι, σέρνω τη φωνή σας, αείτε για χαρά. Στα σπίτια τρέχω τον νηρό σας, αείτε με ρε χαμπά. Μέσα στην ταβέρνα και κρυφή παρέα, πίνω την αλήθεια, αείτε με ρε χαμπά. Σαν τη φλόγα είμαι, την ψυχή ανάβω και ό,τι νοργή σας, αείτε με ρε χαμπά. We'll be right back. ύπνο σφουγγάρουν τα σύνυαλα δείχνω. Τα πύρο αγγίζω, αείτε για χαρά. Είμαι το τραγούδι, στις καρδιές τρυπώνω και τις πέτρες λιώνω, αείτε για χαρά. Για χαρά σας φίλοι, άνοιξη και Απρίλη. Για χαρά αδέλφια, αείτε για χαρά.
The first obstacle to the fulfillment of the objective of culture is, of course, the problem of peace. For without the definitive consolidation of peace, we cannot talk about culture. That is to say, first of all, the war industries must be transformed into peace industries. The resulting wealth will help to raise the standard of living in underdeveloped countries, with the ultimate aim of reducing differences until they are eliminated. True civilization will finally emerge when humans rely on the wealth that they create in order to acquire the necessary leisure time that will help them to cultivate themselves and bring out the positive elements in them.
Μετανάστη στη δική σου γη, μέρα νύχτα λύνεις, δεν είσαι στην πληγή. Κι όλα γύρω ξένα, κι όλα πετρωμένα, και δεν ξημερώνει να έρθει χαραυγή. Κι όλα γύρω ξένα, κι όλα πετρωμένα, και δεν ξημερώνει να έρθει η χαραυγή. Η ζωή σου που αιμορραγεί, κάθε ώρα τρόμος, πόνος και κραυγή. Και σ' ακούνε οι ξένοι κι ο αδελφός σου μπαίνει. Αχ, δεν είναι άλλη πιο βαθιά πληγή. Και σ' ακούνε οι ξένοι κι ο αδελφός οπαίνει. Αχ, δεν είναι άλλη πιο βαθιά πληγή. Κι άλλο σύρμα και χοντρό γυαλί. Μάτωσε ο ήλιος την Ανατολή. Κλαις κι αναστενάζεις, λευτεριά φωνάζει. Μα η ελπίδα μαύρο άπιαστο πουλί. Λες κι αναστενάζεις, λευτεριά φωνάζεις, μα η ελπίδα μαύρο άπιαστο πουλί.
We should therefore collect data on the war industries in each country concerning, among others, the types and sizes of production, the profits of the industrialists, and also the impact on the economy of the country. Also the workforce. How much of it is employed in weapons production and what are its economic benefits in terms of wages and associated gains? How much are the taxes collected by the state from both production and trade of arms? And what is the percentage share the state generally collects from the labor production exports taxes complex within the total national economy?
Gözünüze görünemem, göze görünmez öyle. Gözünüze görünemem, göze görünmez öyle. Yaşında bir kızım büyümez ölü çocuklar. 7 yaşında bir kızım büyümez ölü çocuklar.
Armed with such evidence, we can, as I said, turn to the rich countries of Europe and America and address their people and especially their progressive forces. And we should ask them the question, how do you allow your standard of living to rise in such a filthy and inhuman way? Are you not aware that every bomb manufactured in your workshops is intended to shred innocent human flesh, as is currently being done to poor people? Every bullet can kill a child in the Balkans, in the Middle East, in Africa, while you, by this particular bomb and this particular bullet, are moving up as a whole, one more step higher in the global ladder of prosperity.
σαν θα ξαναβρεθούμε. Μες στις φωνές, μες στις καραβιές, να μην ξαναχαθούμε. Σαλπικτή σώπασε έρημη κι άδεια η πλατεία. Στρατηγέ ξέχναμε, ψάξε για μια νέα πελατεία. Η ζωή βιάζεται αχ, και δεν μ' άφησαν να χαρώ εσένα ναι, κι όσα μαζί σου αγάπησα. Πολύ σιγά απάνω στην καρδιά μου. Χρόνια που ζω χωρίς να ζω, γιατί είσαι μακριά μου. Μια στιγμή δώστε μου, μια στιγμή μόνο για μένα, για να βρω μέσα μου όσα δε μου έχετε κλεμμένα. Η ζωή χάνεται αχ, και δεν μπόρεσα να χαρώ εσένα ναι, που μέχρι τώρα δεν σε γνώρισα. Η ζωή χάνεται αχ, και δεν μπόρεσα να χαρώ εσένα ναι, που μέχρι τώρα δεν σε γνώρισα. Να χαρώ εσένα ναι, που μέχρι τώρα δεν σε γνώρισα.
Μίκης Θεοδωράκης proceeds with his analysis. I believe that the revelation of this reality, this truth, will have a catalytic effect on countries like Greece and Turkey, where the annual purchase of new weapons contributes to making other countries richer every year thanks to our own savings and our own flesh. I think it is unnecessary to emphasize how much the countries that sell us arms would like us to activate these arms in a war, so that we would both be obliged to increase arms purchases, which would mean an increase in profits for the dealers, and at the same time, we should not forget this, a new rise in the standard of living of the citizens living in these countries, with a corresponding fall in the standard of living of Turks and Greeks.
Denizin üstünde ala bulu, yüzünde gümüş gemi, içinde sarı balık, dibinde mavi yosun, dibinde mavi yosun. Denizin üstünde ala bulu, yüzünde gümüş gemi, içinde sarı balık, dibinde mavi yosun, dibinde mavi yosun. Kıyıda bir çıplak adam durmuş düşünür, durmuş düşünür, durmuş düşünür. Bulut mu olsa, gemi mi yoksa, yosun mu olsa, balık mı yoksa, ne o ne o ne o ne o. Deniz olunmalı oğlum, bulutuyla gemisiyle, balığıyla yosunuyla, deniz olunmalı oğlum. Gemi mi yoksa, yosun mu olsa, balık mı yoksa, ne o ne o ne o ne o. olunmalı oğlum. Bulutuyla, gemisiyle, balığıyla, yosunuyla deniz olunmalı oğlum. Deniz olunmalı oğlum. Deniz olunmalı oğlum.
At this point, a serious and responsible investigation into the level of war expenditure by Greece and Turkey is necessary. Where are we buying from? Why are we buying? Who are the people behind this constant trading? What do these forces represent within the whole of our national economy? What is the size of this damage? And where could all the money that goes into the pockets of the international arms trade be redirected instead? Finally, it would be good to hear the opinion of ordinary people, especially those who live on the border region and are therefore those mostly affected in the event of a conflict. After all, it is these ordinary people, Greeks and Turks, who know each other well. They know their feelings, their opinions, and their assessments on many issues, such as whether there are indeed major and unresolved problems between our peoples that cannot be solved except by war, and thus we are well equipped to face each other peacefully.
Σε πόλη κι απ' το βαρύ σεβδά τον άρπαξε η φωτιά και κάηκε ο Κερέμ που αγάπησε πολύ
και έχει σταχτεί γεννή μες στην Ανατολή
και έχει στάχτη γεννή μες στην Ανατολή.
Στα καώ κι εγώ σαν τον γερ, με τούτη τη φωνή που καίει την ψυχή. Μολύβει ο καιρός κι ο ανέμος πικρός.
Βάλτε όλοι σκοπό να αλλάξει ο καιρός. Φωνάζω κι ας καώ κι εγώ σαν τον γερ.
Εσύ, αν δεν καούμε εμείς να ανάψει πυρκαγιά, πως θέλεις να γεννεί να φύγει σκοτεινιά.
Για να λάμψει νύχτα, πως θέλεις να γεννεί, αν δεν καώ εγώ, αν δεν καείς εσύ.
Mikis Theodorakis concludes, if there are such problems, then what are they, and why for so many years governments on both sides have failed to discuss them openly in front of both peoples? And if these problems are really so great for one or the other, or both, should we really start bombing each other, tearing down cities and killing soldiers, sailors, airmen, women, children, raising our countries to the ground and then setting a table in the scorched earth and having our government sign a new peace agreement, as they always do? For all these reasons, it is time for our peoples to wake up and become pioneers, not only in consolidating peace among ourselves, but also in joining the struggle for world peace, which is now threatened as never before.
Alır başımı giderim, denizden yeni çıkmış ağların kokusunda. Gün olur alır başımı giderim, denizden yeni çıkmış ağların kokusunda. Şu ada senin, bu ada benim, gel kovan kuşların peşi sıra. Şu ada senin, bu ada benim, yer kovan kuşların peşi sıra. Gün olur başıma kadar güneş, gün olur başıma kadar mavi. Gün olur deri gibi, gün olur alır başımı giderim, denizden yeni çıkmış ağların kokusunda. Gün olur alır başımı giderim, denizden yeni çıkmış ağların kokusunda. Şu ada senin, bu ada benim, gel kovan kuşların peşi sıra. Şu ada senin, bu ada benim, gel kovan kuşların peşi sıra.
Gün olur başıma kadar güreş, gün olur başıma kadar mavi, gün olur deli gibi, gün olur alır başımı giderim.
Well, with this beautiful rhythmic song by Zulfu Livaneli, performed live by the composer himself, I'm afraid that today's journey in his collaboration with Maria Farah Aduri has come to an end. It is time to kiss you goodbye with one more live version of my favorite Livaneli song, Kardesin Douyumas. From our sound engineer, Katerina Lyodi, and from myself, Hercules Ganamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
Sesini boğmak isterler. Yarımdır kırıktır sırça yüreğim. Çığlık çığlığa yarı geceler. Kardeşim duymaz el oğlu ya. Çığlık çığlığa yarı geceler. Kardeşim duymaz el oğlu. Yüreğim taşıyıp götürür seni. Nice selden sonra kumdan ötede kardeşim duymaz el oğlu ya. Nice selden sonra kumdan ötede kardeşim duymaz el oğlu. Bunları gördüğün zaman umudu kesip de incinme sakın. Aç yüreğini bir merhabaya. Kardeşim duymaz el oğlu ya. Aç yüreğini bir merhabaya. Kardeşim duymaz el oğlu.